With 2014 underway, we have now entered an election year. Alaskans will be choosing a governor, a lieutenant governor, and as always, deciding whether to re-elect Alaska Congressman Don Young. But national attention and money is already focused on the U.S. Senate race. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
The themes in this race are emerging in ads already airing for and against Senator Mark Begich. Conservative groups are trying to tie him to the perceived negatives of the Affordable Care Act and blame him for confirming President Obama's judicial nominees, whom they don't like. The Begich campaign is on the air now with an ad featuring his enthusiasm for resource extraction.
And even though Washington keeps trying to stop Alaska from developing our natural resources, I'm pushing for more oil drilling and mining because it means thousands of new jobs that you can raise a family on.
It's a dynamic we're likely to see more of as the campaign season progresses. Alaska is heavily Republican, so Begich opponents will try to glue the Democrat to Obama and a big government agenda. Begich will aim to highlight his independence and take a fighting stance against Washington. Here's another interesting note from the Begich ad.
I'm working with Lisa Murkowski to get new roads built.
Begich also name drops Alaska's Republican senator in media interviews. He likes to say Alaskans don't cling to party labels, and they appreciate that he, like Murkowski, was born and raised in Alaska, that he, like Murkowski, has family roots in the state, that they're pulling in the same direction on home state issues. The born and raised references might be taken as a dig at the Republicans in the race who all grew up in the lower 48. On the GOP side, the big question now is about money. The end-of-year campaign finance reports aren't due for weeks, but if one of the Republican candidates turns in a really impressive total, it could make him look like the frontrunner in the GOP primary, especially to potential donors outside. Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell raised less than $400,000 for the first 9 months of last year, which doesn't stand up well against the nearly $3 million Begich reported. But Treadwell spokesman Rick Gorka says a campaign also depends on how well the candidate knows the place and the issues people care about.
I think raising money is important in a campaign, but it isn't the only barometer for measuring the strength, especially in a state with as diverse and as unique as Alaska.
Former Natural Resources Commissioner Dan Sullivan hasn't had to report his donations yet, but his campaign spokesman Mike Anderson says they've done well.
The amount of resources that is going to be needed for a race of this magnitude is quite large, and we're confident in our abilities to raise those resources, and we'll be releasing the number here in the coming weeks.
Sullivan is a first-time candidate who could prove to be a serious fundraiser. Roll Call and other Capitol Hill news outlets have reported he has valuable ties to Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, Sullivan's native state. Portman is a fundraising juggernaut, and he was spotted at a Sullivan fundraiser in Washington. Tea Party Republican candidate Joe Miller remains a wild card. He has a six-figure campaign fund left over from his 2010 run against Murkowski, but his official campaign website is a bare-bones display. His Twitter posts and another website he runs are largely devoted to reposting national stories from right-wing outlets. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.